from Florida International University, infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty joins us. Dr. Marty, good morning. I know you have read this report about cancer striking more young people. What is going on here? Do they know exactly what's causing this?
They don't. We really don't know exactly what's going on. It's complicated. It may not clearly reflect a true rise, but we're looking at it very, very carefully because it's estimated somewhere between 85,000 to 90,000 young adults and between 15 to 39 will have cancer, and we're also seeing it in very young children as well. In terms of the adolescents, what we're seeing is a lot of breast cancer, thyroid cancer, testicular cancer, melanoma, and we're trying to sort through exactly what's going on now. There are other types of cancer that are seen in adolescents and young adults. One of the things that's really going up is the testicular cancer in the men, in the young boys. It's a huge problem.
Cancer still strikes older people far more often than the young, but this study looked at people 50 and younger, and was there any one cancer? You say testicular cancer was what they were looking at mostly here. Was there something else?
Well, I mean, as you know, cancer is, of course, a complication as people get older, especially prostate cancer in men, et cetera. But no, And the types of cancer that we're seeing in the young people is different. Leukemia is still one of the big things that we're seeing in younger individuals. We don't know why this is going up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the facts that really caught my eye, one in five new colorectal cancer patients in 2019 was under 55, a near doubling since 1995. I wonder if that has anything to do with our lifestyle, with diet.
Well, we know that if you have a heavy meat type diet, et cetera, you are more likely to get these types of colon cancers. Something that's not new information. Whether there are toxins that people are consuming that are increasing that risk is still under investigation. So these types of data don't clearly let us know why it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's only letting us know that it's happening. Mm-hmm. But I mean, always, Bob, you know, a plant-based diet is a safer diet for you for reducing risks for many types of cancer, especially colon cancer. And of course, it's better for the planet as well.
There's so much talk now about these weight loss drugs, and there are so many of these ads now on social media, on Instagram. I think more than 4,000 of them for Ozempic-style drugs on Facebook as well, and people have to be really careful about this, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, there are always going to be people trying to make money off of something that without necessarily giving you the product that you are actually looking for. There's a wide array of reasons why they are targeting young people. People, you know, want to look good with their body they think this is an easy way of doing it. They don't realize that to take drugs that are these semaglutide drugs that you pretty much have to take them indefinitely. And the fact that the real drugs are, the ones that are FDA authorized and that are known to work, those particular ones are expensive and they are scarce. So they're not as easy to get as people would like. And therefore, these fakers are sort of filling in the gap and getting these ads.
Mm-hmm. Is the active ingredient the same in most of these weight loss drugs, or are they all different?
Well, the two authorized drugs, you know, Wegovy and Ozempic, both have semaglutide, so those are correct. And you have to be very careful about anything that is not the official drugs, because, it's not knowable for sure what you're going to be getting.
Well, I think I'm going to stick with the take fewer calories in, use more calories up diet for now. That's what I'm going to go with. It's
that's a really good that and exercise, and make sure that it's a good plant-based diet, and you'll be fine.
Dr. Eileen Marty, thanks as always, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.